Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
And we're here again with Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre. Hello, Diana.
Hello, Graham.
And how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm loving
the sunshine.
I know, it's lovely weather at the moment. Lovely time in Surrey, isn't it?
It is
and
indeed.
And you've got some great ideas for things to see and do in Surrey?
Well, I'm very glad you just played Alison Moyet, because right at the end I was going to say, diary dates and get your tickets now because they're going fast, to Wayfest, which is actually not till the 18th to 20th of August, but the Saturday night headline act is Alison Moyet.
Oh, wow.
Which I can't wait to see, fellow Essex go and all that.
Mm.
And Sunday night is Jules Holland.
I am beyond
excited on the Sunday night.
He's brilliant, does some great programmes.
And now you can do separate tickets for the different days or do the whole weekend, but they are going very, very quickly. And you can get your tickets from visitguildford.com. But if you are in Guildford and you pop in the tourist office to buy them, they are actually the cheapest tickets you'll get your hands on because there'll be no booking fees.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Just a bit of advice there if you're buying a lot.
Yeah, there you are. Good tip. It can mount up that booking fee.
It can, yes, absolutely. It's accepted now as, you know, part of your purchase, but you can buy tickets with no booking fee if you come in the tourist office in Guildford for Wayfest. My next one up, now I'm going to this on Monday and I cannot wait because I've seen a tweet from somebody that was there. Guildford Shakespeare Company are doing Midsummer Night's Dream in Guildford at Racks Close. Now Racks Close is a real hidden spot that is behind Quarry Street. So you go as though you were going through Castle Arch to the museum, turn right, go through that little green bit there and it's at the end. Now, they're doing Midsummer Night's Dream, and it's such an idyllic sort of tiered little wooded area that they were saying that while the fairies fall asleep, you've actually got birds twittering.
Oh, lovely.
And
while they
were having an argument, they've got bats flying about. So, you know, which, I mean, do that in a theatre, go on, why don't you?
Yeah.
So this is just perfect. I must admit, Midsummer Night's Dream is one of my favourites anyway, and you've got the lovely Sarah Godbran of Guildford Shakespeare Company playing Titania, and Matt Pinch is reprising his best role of the irrepressible Bottom. It's really funny. They do it so brilliantly. This year they're setting it in the 60s, so that should be quite fun as well. So take a picnic, get along there, and just enjoy it, because it's going to be amazing. Absolutely amazing. And actually, this Saturday, 2:30, I know it's a bit short notice, they've got an especially designed relaxed performance open to everybody, but it's intended specifically to be sensitive and accepting of audiences who may benefit from a more relaxed environment, including but not limited to those with on the autistic spectrum conditions, anyone with sensory or communication disorders or learning disabilities. Babes in arms and small children are also welcome, so that's really nice. And what Guildford Shakespeare do now is they tend to move around. So you start in one place and then they'll move to somewhere else that's more appropriate. Talking of which, The Life of Christ is at Wintershall. This is on the 20th to the 24th of June. Now, that is a walking around one as well. And they have lots of people on the way, like their villagers and so on. It's an amazing thing to go to. So if you haven't already done it, it's a wonderful, authentic, open-air performance of The Life of Christ from birth right through to resurrection, held on the beautiful Wintershall estate in the woodlands, lakes and open parkland. The audience follows the cast of 100 and live animals around the estate as they bring the story to life. And the performance is produced by Wintershall CIO, which is a charity. Starts at 10 a.m, finishes at 3:30 each day. There's free car parking and coach parking and disabled assistance. There are catering facilities, merchandise to purchase. So I've been just the once, and I would actually rather like to go again, because it was really, really good. It's going to be a big happy birthday on the 20th of June to the Glass House at Wisley.
Oh, really?
10 years.
Right.
How was that? Ten years since they put it up. It just still seems new to me, but that's one of the things. So come and celebrate its 10th birthday. There's going to be an exhibit showcasing the highlights of the last 10 years, which is actually going on until the 28th of October. Every day in the Glass House, wish it happy birthday. Back in Guildford this year, the Alan Turing walks. I did mention before that Alan Turing, who was responsible for Bletchley the Codebreaker, his family lived in Guildford for many, many years, moved in the 30s right through to the 70s when his mother died. He was there as a small boy, but went to a boarding school, so was constantly going and coming back. His mother worshipped at St. Nicholas, so there's lots and lots of family connections in town. The town guides are doing their cheering walk on the 22nd of June at 2:30, the 29th of June at 7 o'clock, and the 20th of July at... what's the time there? That's the 7 o'clock as well, I think. Better check that one. It's not on the website here. It's free, but you do need to book. So you will need to contact the tourist office in order to book. And he's considered to be the father of modern computing, and obviously lots more now with the pardon from his convictions and
indeed,
things.
Indeed, yes.
And there's a lot of, you know, a lot of speculation as well, but it's all covered. And there are a few surprises along the way. It's not just a talk and a lecture. There's a few surprises.
Right.
Next one is Guildford Institute. Now, I thought I'd put this in for anybody out there whose daughter is about to get married, because I know just how pricey that can be.
Do
I'm
you?
Still reeling. I'm still reeling. For the cost of just £12.50,
all right.
On the 22nd of June, you can go along to the Guildford Institute, 12:45 to 2:45, and learn how to make a buttonhole. Now, if only I could have gone to that beforehand,
I might have saved
a few bob, yes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If somebody you know getting married this summer, or perhaps attending a school prom, join this single session course to learn a variety of wiring techniques and make both a rose and a carnation buttonhole. If only is all I'm saying. Because it's Guildford Summer Festival now, the craft festival's on its way, starts on the 23rd of June. It'll be in the High Street every day with an exciting and eclectic range of art, craft, design pop-up for 9 days in the High Street. Unique opportunity to find some very talented makers and designers producing unusual products, including jewellery, art, woodwork, soap and skincare, clothing, glasswork, textile and pictures. My bank manager hates it because it's right outside my office and I can resist anything except shopping temptation. There's a good event coming up in Peaslake at the Hurtwood Inn. They're having a summer party, and it's in aid of Help for Heroes, and they've got a live band and Italian buffet. That's on the 23rd of June, 7 o'clock. Tickets are £16.50, and they've got the Surrey Pumas playing, and you can find out more information from surreypumas.weebly.com. So that's going to be a really good night there, raising some money. The Vintage Summer is coming to Guildford Cathedral. That's on the 24th of June at 10:30 till 4. Now, these guys joined us a couple of weeks ago for picnic in the castle grounds, and they've got loads of beautiful things. We're back to shopping again here, really. Lots of vintage and home things for the home and the garden. And on that day, I was busy, but I said, I'm going to be there because this is gorgeous, and three quarters of it actually matches my new decor.
Method in your madness.
Gorgeous stuff. Absolutely gorgeous. Claremont Landscape Gardens in Esher on the 24th of June from 6 till 9 p.m. are staging a Regency picnic. Now, this is going to be free for National Trust members, or normal admission usually applies for non-members. And kids who are dressed in Regency dress get in free. So why not go for it? You can bring a picnic and a bottle and picnic on the grass amphitheatre with a glass of bubbly as the sun goes down. Great excuse to dress up like your favourite character from Jane Austen and enjoy a promenade around the garden just as they did in Claremont's heyday. Feel like a Regency queen with all kinds of Georgian entertainment. Go boating on the lake. Play Regency lawn games. It just sounds lovely. They play Pall Mall, which is a croquet precursor. Get your portrait photographed in the Rose Arch at Princess Charlotte's Tea House, all accompanied by fancy live music played by a talented classical musicians from Claremont Fancourt School. And guides on how to dress up in style and how to make a Regency picnic are on their website at nationaltrust.org.uk/Claremont. There's a picnic with a difference. It's National Picnic Week this week.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
It is National Picnic Week.
It's a lovely thing to do, isn't it, out in the open?
It is lovely, isn't it? Mm. We're heading, of course, now to Armed Forces Day, and that was celebrated in Guildford a couple of years ago. And on the 24th of June, there is going to be a Freedom Parade for ATC Purbright up the High Street, and they'll take the salute at the Guildhall, and then there's a service at Holy Trinity Church. Obviously, it's completely free. It's happening between 12:15 and 1 o'clock in Guildford, so if you just happen to be in there, wonder what on earth's going on. But a bit of a heads up, there are going to be road closures from 9 a.m. in the morning, so if you get stopped going through...
No, I think those parades are absolutely brilliant.
Oh, I love it. It's so emotional,
isn't it?
It
is emotional, and you think, you know, what those guys are doing.
They're all going to be quite young,
yeah,
and you're just looking at
them.
But on the same vein, Loseley Park on the 25th, the day after, free event. Now, if you're into military history, history. They've got a historic military vehicle show and rally. Starts at 10 a.m, goes through till 4, completely free, free parking. The military show and rally, they did it last year, it was the first time. They've got displays of classic and military vehicles, laser quest games for the kids, meet military and local charities, talk to cadet units, see military cooking demonstrations, meet the Surrey Infantry Museum staff. There's a vintage military radio display, a Napoleonic display, lots of other reenactors, historic vehicles from World War II, arena activities and demonstrations, medical demonstrations. You can meet and talk to serving soldiers, have a look at their vehicles, talk to the vehicle owners and learn their history, and meet and talk to reenactors. That is completely free on the 25th.
I always think it's fascinating, these reenactors, how good they are at doing it. They're all amateurs, aren't they?
Oh, they're ever so serious, aren't they?
They are, really are.
And do you know the funny thing that you find? If it's a general, you'll probably find his day job's a car park attendant.
I know,
And if he's a foot soldier, he's probably CEO of a big company.
Yeah, which is rather nice.
It's also their escapism as well, I think responsibility.
You're right.
The good old gardens, Sheer Open Gardens, happen on the 25th of June, on the Sunday from 2 till 6. Charges are adults £7, children under 16 free, senior citizens over 60 are £6. It's one of the most beautiful, picturesque villages in Surrey, nestling at the foot of the North Downs. And whether you're a keen gardener or simply curious to see behind the scenes, just go along. About 25 gardens are going to be open. The river makes its presence in many of the gardens as well, either as a backdrop or a focal point. It's going to be a plant sale in some of the gardens. There's going to be a PIM stall at the cricket club. Mums from Sheer School are serving homemade teas in the village hall. You know, what's not to love? Go along, your tickets are at the door. A bit of opera going on. German Opera Foundry, who are amazing, are coming to St Mary's Church. That's on the 24th of June, 7:30 till 10. Tickets £15. Children under 16 are free. Get your tickets from visitguildford.com. And they're going to do all German arias, German language opera arias through to full scenes. Flows from Mozart's adoption of the Singspiel through to the explosion of German Romanticism with Wagner, Mozart's Magic Flute, Strauss, lots of different ones, and it's all sung in German with English surtitles, but they're really, really good. And you can come and get tickets from the tourist office. La Boheme is going to be at the Electric Theatre. That's on the 23rd and the 24th. Both performances 7:30. Adult tickets are £22. Concessions £20, and that's with Black Cat Opera, and they're doing Puccini's masterpiece La Boheme. Absolutely brilliant evening to be had. You can book online through the tourist office or pop in and see us.
Sounds good to me.
Do you like antiques?
Yeah, I do.
Right, summer marquee lunch with David Ford.
Oh.
David Ford is the antique iron arts valuer and ITV Dickinson's Real Deal and Secret Dealers presenter. And he's going to be talking about his interesting career and also providing an opportunity for valuations at this summer lunch in the marquee event. It's going to be a delicious buffet lunch with refreshments. Bring along some of your treasured possessions or an item or two that you may well just be curious about the value. It's taking place at Poplar Cottage at the Common in Compton. Tickets are £30, available for visitguildford.com, and all money raised is going to the Sampson Centre for Multiple Sclerosis. So,
all
well
right, it's
worth
a lovely
that.
Event, yeah.
Circle 8 Films. Do you know Circle 8 Films?
No.
It's Circle 8 Film Groups, Guildford based, and they're presenting a double bill in the Guildford Summer Festival. There's one of their films, it's called This Is Guildford, which is the story of the railways and how the railways came to Guildford and the difference it made in the area. Mm. And the other one is a story of Guildford Cathedral, which is also very poignant at the moment because they've just had their massive refurbishment. It's going to be at the Guildhall, 30th of June at 7:45. Tickets are £7.50. And it's really lots of rarely seen archive footage that they've actually compiled. So really good. And from the cathedral, from its beginnings in 1927, to the cathedral's golden jubilee in 2011, and they'll obviously mention what's going on now as well.
That sounds really good to me. Yeah.
24th and 25th, Priory Farm have got a strawberry fair, food and drink festival. Priory Farm is over Reigate, and I've been there a few times as a judge for Surrey Life Food and Drink Awards, and their range of stuff is just amazing. They've got their own little butchery there, and it's just gorgeous. And they're going to have children can enjoy nature trails, explore the farm, as well as all the fun of a tractor ride. And the event's completely free, 10 till 4:30 on Saturday, and 10:30 till 4:30 on Sunday. Dunsfold Park, 24th, 25th of June. We've got a supercar event, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It's the UK's largest interactive supercar event. Ride in a supercar on the Top Gear track for just £30. See the website for full details, and it's thesupercarevent.com. And finally, over in Hersham, they've got a beer festival on the 30th of June to the 1st of July. Tickets are from £17.50. And what's really on point with this one is the lead band is Rick Parfitt Jr. with the RPJ band. And he was in Woking this week at the unveiling of a blue plaque to his father.
Oh, so yes, there he passed away recently, yes.
Yes, he did, Rick. Indeed.
Yeah, indeed.
So that's the next week. No great excuses stuff. To be bored.
Well, a lot of variety there as usual, Diana. And if people want to find out more,
it's all on visitguildford.com.
Great stuff. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Talk to you next week, Graham.
Bye for now.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.